Dr. Samuel Richter, Dean Clinton, for Mr. Robert Elkin, first of all, R-O-B-E-R-T, last of all, Elkin, E-L-K-I-N. Today's date is 1/17/2013. Patient is a 45-year-old white male, comes to the clinic with number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, constipation, number three, put not pellets, number four, patient states, patient has gained 26 pounds, patient is complaining of shortness of breath, just an exertion. He says he's bloated, distended, and he thinks that's what's causing his shortness of breath. Patient, I suspect patient has underlying right-sided failure. He's going to need a sleep study. We'll get that done when patient checks with his insurance company if he can get it, period. In the meantime, we'll give him medications for his constipation. I'm going to give him milk and magnesia, 15 to 30 cc's QAD, Surfac 240 twice a day, Dulcolax suppository, 10 mg QHS, Purin. Patient's going to be getting Cozar, 50 mg, 1 puke a day, and Protonix, 30 mg, ER, puke a day. Also give him some lactulose, 15 to 30 cc's TID, Purin, constipation, period. Patient recently was on lisinopril. This was stopped due to the fact that felt the cough that he was having was probably from the ACE inhibitor. Suspected that it was angioedema from the lisinopril. His cough is better. About approximately a week, about 10 days ago, he was admitted for bronchitis. He says he's breathing much easier in terms of his bronchitis. He's taking in deep breaths. Patient says he has difficulty breathing and when he lays back due to his distended belly from gas and constipation. We'll try to give him laxatives to get him better. End of decision.